Hello there, this is Nigel Ogden, and once again it's time to get the wind blowing through the pipes and the current through the microchips as we listen to this week's Masters of the Console in action. Starting off with a visit to our Playhouse Studios here in Manchester, where Alec Leader is at the BBC Theatre Organ, and all dressed up in buttons and bows. Alec Leader at the BBC. Well, it's her buttons and bows. Well, the first of our items on electronics this week brings a bit of musical glamour to the programme in the form of a young lady called Lisa, introduced to us by her two escorts for this evening, Trevor Daniels and the Crumar 2003. the Crewmar 2003, Trevor Daniels and Lisa. A few weeks ago, our old friend Dudley Savage made some more recordings for us on the Compton owned by Mr. and Mrs. Gordon Stiff at Mere Farm, Hawley in Suffolk. The organ was originally opened in the Regal Cinema Harrogate in 1937, but it was transferred to the Taverham Hall School in Norwich in 1968, before finally ending up at Mere Farm. It's certainly well suited to the acoustics of the large outbuilding in which it resides, and here's Dudley to give us his own arrangement of traditional songs under the heading English Air. English Air, a selection of well-known national melodies played by Dudley Savage on the Mere Farm, Hawley, Compton. Well, Tony Pegler joins us now on Technics G7 Electronic with an extremely sensitive interpretation of a rather soulful tune, Not Like This. Tony Pegler on Technics G7, Not Like This. Well, we've been out and about on safari again, and our first visit was to the town hall at Ossett in West Yorkshire to hear the fine organ installed and maintained by the Northern Theatre Organ Trust. Well, we thought we'd better invite a Yorkshireman to provide the music, so before we hear from one or two of the people involved in the installation, here's Simon Gledhill with his own arrangement of Genie with the Light Brown Hair. Today we've come across the Pennines to Ossett in Yorkshire, where the Northern Theatre Organ Trust lovingly maintains the fine instrument in the town hall. Secretary of the Trust is Frank Hare. Frank, how did the idea of having a theatre organ in Ossett Town Hall first come into being?
More or less by accident, Nigel, because the Theatre Organ Club was offered a small organ from a cinema in Bebbington, Cheshire, in 1961. We couldn't let it go for scrap. It was too nice an organ for that. So we purchased it, then we started looking for a home for it. We found that Ossett Town Hall had been themselves looking for an organ, and so that was the start of the project.
Now, what size was that organ from Bebbington, and what make?
It was a Compton, two manuals, five units.
Ah, now, the organ that's here today is considerably larger than that, so
indeed.
What happened?
Well, when we saw the hall, of course, we realised the organ was going to be too small for it, so then we had to start thinking right from scratch. And we decided the best thing to do was to build up a new organ with additional ranks and a brand new specification.
So, where did the additional ranks come from, or is that complicated?
It's a bit too long, I think, for this interview, but they came from various parts of the country. But the important thing is that we looked around until we found ranks that were all compatible with one another, so that the organ would have a good blend.
So, are they all Compton ranks, in fact?
No, 10 ranks are Compton, 3 ranks are Christie, but they do fit in well.
They do indeed, they sound marvellous. What condition was the original organ in from Bebbington when you found it?
It was in excellent condition, every way, yes.
Good. So there wasn't a lot of restoration-wise to do then?
Actually, we've done very little restoration on the organ works, as one might say.
Yes. Mm. Let me move across to Reg Mander, who is the chairman of the NTOT. When did the actual restoration work start, or the reinstalling in the hall, Reg?
Well, I believe it's about December 62, wasn't it, when we first brought the original Bebbington organ.
Yeah.
And then there was a lull while we negotiated for chamber space and the grill openings. Mm. And Ossett Corporation kindly did all the work for us.
Good for
and
them.
Then we started in earnest.
Yeah. Perhaps briefly, just for the benefit of listeners, you'd like to describe briefly the hall and the location of the organ, could you?
Well, the hall seats about 600, I believe. It's a balcony and a stage, and the organ is underneath the stage at one side in what was an old dressing room. The pipework, of course, is in there. And the relays have been put in a separate room at the side. That's rather like a post office telephone exchange, in fact.
And the console is on the stage,
It's on the stage, yes.
And you can move that about as you want,
can you?
That's
right, yes. And an upright piano, of course, we can manoeuvre around to our taste.
How many of you were involved in the reinstallation?
Well, now there's only three of us are left of the originals, but there were probably all over about a dozen at some times.
And how long did it take until you were happy with it, you know, ready for reopening?
Well, it was about 1970, or just before, 1969 or 1970, we were putting the finishing touches, and we opened it in January 70.
It certainly does sound excellent in this building. The acoustics suit it very well, don't they?
Oh, they do, definitely.
Frank, what is the organ used for these days?
Well, it's mainly used for our own public concerts and for meetings of the Theatre Organ Club, 8 in total during the year. But it's used quite a lot by other people, local organisations who have it for things like the Darby and Joan Club or musical evenings, and people who hire the hall and the organ for special occasions.
That must please you a lot.
Oh, yes. It's nice to have it used, but you don't want it overused, do you?
No, indeed you don't. Now, I know you're also Northern Secretary of the Theatre Organ Club. Now, what is the tie-up between the Northern Theatre Organ Trust and the TOC?
Well, when the Theatre Organ Club started purchasing organs with a view to preserving them, they felt it important that the organs could not financially embarrass the club, and vice versa, so that in the event of either site failing, either the club or the organs would be saved. So a separate financial organisation was set up in each case, and that is what the Northern Theatre Organ Trust is in this instance.
That's a good idea. Over the years, the Northern Theatre Organ Trust has produced a number of LP records, one of which features Armsby Bancroft, and here he is, just a little bit late, with April Day. Now, both of you, Frank and Reg, have you any future plans for the instrument? Do you intend doing anything else with it other than just keep it in regular maintenance and what have you?
Well, I don't think so, really, because there's always little additions that can be made. And Frank only mentioned a couple of days ago that although there's horse's hooves in the specification, the horse is gone, so we've got to try and get his hooves from him.
And get the stable doorman.
That's it, yes.
We have actually space for a 14th rank on the console, but we've never managed to get the right pipe work for it. If we got it, I don't know where we'd put it, because the chamber is rather full.
Yeah.
But yes, there are certain things that we could do sometime.
Have you ever thought you might like it on a lift, sailing out of the stage floor?
Well, it would be nice, but I don't think it would go very well descending into the boiler house, which is underneath the other half of the stage, you see.
I don't think it would at all. Well, it's been a great pleasure to visit you at Ossett Town Hall. We've had a marvellous day and some marvellous music, of course, from Simon Gledhill. And we wish you every success for all the future concerts which take place here, and thanks
for your
time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed, Nigel.
And to end our special feature on the Ossett organ, here is another piece from young virtuoso Simon Gledhill taking a breathtaking trip on the roller coaster. Simon Gledhill at the organ of Ossett Town Hall and Roller Coaster. Well, back to electronics now, this time the Kimball M300 with Michael Brent at the controls with that ever-popular number from the world of Latin American music, the one-note samba. The one-note samba, with quite a few extra ones as well, played by Michael Brent on Kimball M300. OK, we'll get yourselves poised for this week's concert diary, which will be coming your way in precisely 2 minutes 17 seconds, after Billy Duncan has finished getting sentimental over you. ¶¶ Billy Duncan on Hammond B3000, getting sentimental over you. Well, not a lot happening concert-wise this week. Tomorrow evening at 7.30, the Northern Young Theatre Organist of the Year competition at the 3J's Gomas Hall. On Monday the 6th, a bank holiday concert at St. Mary's Church, Hornchurch at 3.30pm, featuring Janet Dowsett. And next Wednesday the 8th, Brian Sharp and Byron Jones at the Colston Hall, Bristol at 7.30. And at 8 o'clock, John Mann at Turner's Musical Merry-Go-Round in Northampton. And finale time tonight comes from American showman Carlo Curley on board his massive Allen computer organ during a visit to Alexandra Palace with Schubert's Marche Militaire. Marche Militaire, played on the four-manual £50,000 Allen digital computer organ by Carlo Curley, who incidentally will be playing a concert on the Wurlitzer in the Free Trade Hall here in Manchester on June the 23rd. Well, that's it from us for this week. Thanks very much for your company. We'll be back again at 9.30 next Friday. Hope you will too. In the meantime, from producer Peter Pilbeam and me, Nigel Ogden, take care and bye for now.